AIKK, AM 65, Pasadena, on the air past regular operating hours to provide complete weather information without commercial interruption. Pasadena Gulf Coast area, and they will continue to broadcast 24 hours a day during this weather emergency. That's Charter Crime, Metal Gibbs, Johnny Cash, June Carter Cash, and Jackson. Aaron John from 1961, Hello Walls, Bobby Borchers, Chief of Fume and Candlelight, and Bobby Merritt, Lower Strong, with Kathy King in the kitchen newsroom with the latest on the
Bay Show. Thank you, Don. The weather getting worse this evening. Weather Service reporting a tornado touching down shortly after 10 tonight. Highway 45, Highway 6 near Hitchcock. The twister was reported about 10:30 in Southeast Harris County near the Port of Houston, moving to the west. Houston police say that tornado was reported as touching down twice, most recently near the East Loop Ship Channel Bridge in the Manchester area. But no damage or injuries have been reported for either of those tornadoes. A tornado warning is now in effect in Harris and Galveston County. Forecasters say sustained hurricane force winds are expected to hit the Texas coast within the next hour. Galveston has reported winds gusting to 74 miles per hour this evening. Also this evening, this Hurricane Alicia changes her course and heads towards Galveston. Officials are worried about the safety of residents who decided to stick out the storm. It's too late to get off the island because winds on the causeway are too high. So two new shelters have been set up, one at Austin School at 1514 Avenue N and a Half, another at Alamo School, 5200 Avenue N and a Half. Also, officials in Freeport are worried that folks there are not leaving the area, urging to get out now. In Baytown, tides of 12 to 15 feet are expected, and Civil Defense is recommending you evacuate immediately if you are below that level. The Red Cross has over 50 shelters opened around the hurricane warning area, and it's estimated that over 10,000 people have taken refuge in those shelters. More people may be forced to move into those shelters as the storm intensifies. At 10:30 tonight, Houston Lightning and Power was reported to 5,000 customers for that electricity in their entire service area, which includes Freeport. We expect that number to increase as the storm worsens. With the latest on Hurricane Alicia and the force she's taking tonight, here's Chief Meteorologist Dave Stevens.
Hurricane Alicia continues to move on a west-northwesterly course about 5 miles an hour.